the American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down.
Hour two of the National Intel Reports on this 22nd day of March 2005. I want to get into the Terri Schiavo issue. And somebody had said this, and they're probably more correct by saying Terri Schiavo, Teresa Schiavo, because she's no longer married to her husband. And I'm going to read something to you folks, that this was an affidavit, a sworn affidavit, of a nurse that worked in that nursing home that Terri is in right now. And folks, it's disgusting. My personal belief on this deal is Michael beat the snot out of his girlfriend or his wife the night before she was found face down on the floor with numerous broken bones and bruises. Michael told Teresa's parents, or I'm sorry, Teresa told Mike, her parents, that she was going to dump Michael. Now, that's just a coinkydink, folks. You end up face down on the floor the very next day. And my contention about this is that somebody is down there covering up for this guy. He wants her dead. Period. He has no issue in this anymore. He's off with another life, with another wife, I guess, and his own kids. He's got no issue at stake here. Could you imagine, ladies and gentlemen, laying in bed, unable to communicate, and we don't know how much of her brain is still there. That's because the therapy was denied her. But could you imagine, without being able to communicate, being able to maybe think and have your own thoughts, and to be laying in a bed, being starved to death? Folks, a horse breaks a leg. They used to shoot the horse. I've shot dogs before that were hit by cars, that were in pain. I've run over a deer that had absolutely no way that they were ever going to come back. Just mutilated, but still alive. I've run over them with a car. I've crushed their skulls. Does that sound terrible? Well, what's more terrible is allowing somebody to suffer. And I'm not talking about an animal here. I am talking about a human being. Try to put yourself in Teresa's place right now. Dave in Wyoming. Hello, Dave.
Can I say something in reply to that woman that called a while ago and wanted to know about George Washington and the rest of them being Masons?
Yeah, go right ahead.
What had happened was George Washington and those early founding fathers were just nothing but more the members of a Blue Lodge. It was only fourth degree. That's all the further it went. And where you can get this information, that's Charles Finney, was an old revivalist back in the New England states in the early 1800s. And he wrote on this information, and he said that Caleb Cushing and Moses Holbrook, who was a Jew from the synagogue in Charleston, came and taught, what's the Civil War hero in the South that was Confederate general?
That everybody, talking about Lee?
Albert Pike. Yeah, Albert Pike was a student of his. And at that time, the fourth degree, they didn't know anymore. What the only thing was in the early Masonic lodges is the only way for those early founding fathers to meet in secret without arousing the suspicions of the British military. So they could meet and hold their plans and meetings without being suspect. You understand what I'm talking about?
No, I understand perfectly. I'll tell you what, hang on to that thought. We got to take a short break here. 800-313-9443. I'm going to get into the Teresa Schiavo issue here, and I'm going to read you the affidavit of the nurse that worked in the hospice center down there. And, folks, I hope you got your crying towel out because it is sad. We'll be right back.
I can't believe it.
It truly is amazing.
nothing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good. And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cardivite.
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 We all use Cardivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, HeartDrop 2000 presents Cardivite. Cardivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cardivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cardivite is a natural thing. Gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to Bites.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Tonight's area is 3:55. It's 3:55 on Friday. How are you, sweetie pie? Hi. You got a smile for your daddy? You got a smile for me? Huh? Can you give me a smile?
Ah!
You got a smile? Huh? Huh? You got a smile?
Ah!
Say hi.
you? Is something hurting you?
That, ladies and gentlemen, man, it's hard to listen to. That was Teresa Schindler. I'm just going to call her Teresa Schindler. Let the media call her Terry Schiavo. That was Bob Schindler last Friday afternoon in Teresa's room, Terry's room. The sounds of a person in agony. And I do believe I heard this. I'm going to have to listen to it again, but I think I heard the words, "I love you," in there, but I'll have to listen to it closely. But the point is, folks, what a terrible way to die. Cruel and unusual punishment. But the problem I'm seeing here, you know, there's all this talk about a federal judge, you know, the Congress of the United States. This is not where we need to go with cases such as this. Where is the justice system in Florida? Where is it? Pinellas Park, U.S. judge refuses more feeding in Schiavo case. A federal judge Tuesday, that being today, rejected requests from the parents of the Florida woman, Terry Schiavo, to reinsert her feeding tubes, dealing a blow to attempts by the U.S. Congress and the White House to prolong her life. Schiavo's parents, Bob and Mary Schindler, immediately appealed to the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Atlanta as their daughter went for a fourth day without nutrition or hydration. In a 13-page ruling issued at dawn, the U.S. District Judge James Whitmore acknowledged the gravity of the consequences in denying the request for an emergency order to restore the feeding tubes. Doctors say Schiavo, 41, would likely remain alive for 1 or 2 weeks without it. But Whitmore said he was obliged to follow the law and issue the order only if the Schindlers could show their overall case was likely to succeed in a federal court, which they had not. Now, we're talking about a woman that's in the process right now of dying, okay? So there's no stay of execution here. Because this judge wants to know how good of a case you got and can you win it in a federal court. This is his quote. He said, "This court concludes that Teresa Schiavo's life and liberty interests were adequately protected by the extensive process provided in the state courts." The feeding tube was removed Friday under the state court order, but the Schiavo case was pushed into federal court by extraordinary intervention from Congress, which interrupted its Easter recess to pass a special bill. President Bush cut short a Texas vacation to sign the law early Monday, intervening in a bitter dispute that divided the Schiavo husband, Michael, and her parents, which has become a cause for the Christian right, anti-abortion activists, and now politicians. Yeah, it's just, it's the Christian right. No, it's people of right thinking. They don't necessarily have to be a Christian, folks. Schiavo has been in the state courts, in what the state courts have accepted is a persistent vegetative state, since suffering a cardiac arrest that starved her brain of oxygen in 1990. They need to get their story straight. Because the other story that's being floated out there is that she had a potassium deficiency because of her diet. Let me tell you something, folks. A potassium deficiency does not break bones. It does not put bruises on a person. Schiavo's parents, who have fought for 7 years in the courts to keep her alive, and the supporters reacted with anger and disappointment. We were so encouraged when Congress and the president signed into law this bill and thought my sister's feeding tube was going to be reinserted. To get this news this morning, I'm just at a loss. Schiavo's brother, Bobby, which I've had on this program before, he was on the NBC Today show. White House spokesman Scott McClellan, traveling with Bush in Albuquerque, New Mexico, said we could have preferred a different ruling. We continue to stand on the side of defending life. This ruling was one step in the process, and we will see what comes of future proceedings, according to the mouthpiece for Mr. Bush. U.S. Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, a Tennessee Republican, said he, too, was deeply disappointed and hopeful of winning on appeal. How long do they think this woman's going to last? Let me strap you down somewhere. Let me deny you food or water, and let's see how long you last. Let's see if your mind fizzles out before your body does. Let me see if you lose your mind before you lose your physical life. Michael Schiavo says she would not want to be kept alive in her condition and should be allowed to die, but her parents argue she responded to them and she could recover. Well, let me tell you something, folks. This man, if that's what you want to call him, has been quoted as saying, and I'll bring up the direct quote, so I don't want to misquote Michael Schiavo here. I want to make sure that I get this correct. Now, you tell me if this is a man that should be in charge of somebody laying in a hospital bed right now. This comes from a sworn affidavit of Carla Sauer Iyer. She's a registered nurse. This is her quote, and this is what Michael Schiavo said. When is that bitch gonna die? Think about that, folks. When's the bitch gonna die? My opinion about this is that he caused her condition. There has been a cover-up of monumental proportions in Florida, in the judicial system. And I will get into here in a moment. I'll take a few more calls, but I want to read this affidavit of Carla Sauer Iyer, RN, who was a nurse. And I'll read her sworn statement. But let me get to this. This is emotional for me, folks. Okay, so just bear with me. I mean, we're talking about a life here, and try putting yourself into Terry's position right now. Dave in Wyoming. Hello, Dave.
John. Well, sorry to get off the subject there. I just kind of wanted to straighten that lady out that was talking about the early founding fathers being Masons.
Okay, well, all right, hold that thought. We'll take the break here and come back. And in the long segment here, I'll take some phone calls, but in the long segment, I want to read you the sworn affidavit and tell me what's right anymore. People have lost it, ladies and gentlemen. They've lost the idea of what's even right or wrong anymore.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Dave in Wyoming, you want to make some points about the founders and the Masonic connection there?
Yeah, I did. That was pretty touching what you talked there. I didn't know that.
It's a throw together show. So don't feel bad. Just say what you need to say there.
Well, I feel sorry for that poor gal down there. I really do. I
feel sorry for the rest of us. And
well,
you know
too.
What? And here's the thought for you. When Terry Schindler dies,
yeah,
I want this rat-faced son of a bugger arrested for murder.
Well, the other thing I think this is going to go is that basically this is going to lay the groundwork for getting rid of anybody they want to get rid of in the future. Because, I mean, they can turn me a useless eater or a troublemaker and pull a plug on me sometime. I'm just seeing that this is going to be the stepping stone eventually of doing this type of thing. Because
yeah.
Life's not sacred.
For a judge to come out and say, after supposedly reviewing this case, and says that all of her options were exhausted in the state courts down in Florida.
Yeah.
I mean, how bad is this? And everybody's standing around. These lawyers are standing around. These judges are standing around. In the meantime, this woman, do we starve prisoners? Is somebody convicted a convicted murderer? Do we starve them to death when we throw them in jail? Or would we give them the courtesy of flipping a switch or injecting them with a drug? Or as who was this clown years ago? It was back in the 70s that he wanted an execution. He wanted a firing squad, and they gave it to him.
Right. Right. That was Gary somebody out in Utah where that took place.
Yeah. Gilmore. Gary Gilmore.
Gary Gilmore, right.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah.
But the thing is, here it is life's not sacred anymore, and this is where they're going with this thing.
Oh,
I
my
think.
God. You're exactly right. I feel as badly for every American in this country as I do for Terry right now.
Right, because it could be a headhunting time in the future here, and we're looking at this as being his first stepping stone.
Well, like I said, when she dies, and it looks like she's going to, I want a full-blown investigation on this Michael guy, because there is just too much. There is too much evidence that suggests that he caused the bodily injury in the first place.
I think you're right there. It sounds real suspicious, and he's got an arrogant attitude, too.
Well, I mean, how do you? When is this bitch gonna die?
Yeah, he's.
This is the loving husband.
No.
This is the man that paid lawyers and took money. She was supposed to be in rehabilitation. She's been laying around for years, and she's not dead yet.
Right. Wow. Yeah, there's some money behind him, and he might not get it for a few years, but after this is done and gone, I bet you check that man's bank account. He got some money from some people that wanted this to happen.
I'll tell you what. There is no place that this man is going to be able to run and hide. He just better leave the damn country.
Yeah.
That's my thought on it, because this man, and I do believe this. Dave, I believe this in my heart of hearts, that this man is responsible. How many broken bones did she have? 13 or 19 broken bones? How do you exactly get that?
Well, she probably found out that this fellow was having an affair and decided to leave him, and he just got, you know, in her face and just blew up, and that seems like that's what it seems to me.
Well, if you take a look at this guy, one of the people here at the network said, you know, every time I look at that guy, they said that all I see is death in his eyes. All I see is a death mask.
Right.
And my term for it, and excuse my crudity here, but all I see is a rat-faced bastard. That's all that I see.
I think you're right. But, John, remember, our founding fathers wouldn't allow this to happen.
Well,
whether they were four-degree Masons or not,
yeah.
Like I was saying earlier, I said basically, you know, everybody wants to blame Albert Pike, but Albert Pike's mentor was Moses Holbrook. Moses Holbrook, like I said, was the one that Charles Finney said in his writings on Freemasonry, that he mentored and introduced Albert Pike and the Masonic Lodge to Satanism and introced that in. Now, the guys in Masonic Lodge are just, you know, first 4, 10, 12 degrees, they don't know this stuff. They're just good old boys meeting in a good old boys club.
Not until you reach the initiate stage, and not unless you're in that inner circle. You're 32, you're right
33rd,
on the...
33rd, yeah.
Yeah.
And those guys at the top, a lot of them don't either, you know. They just think it's a good boys club for getting all together, and basically it was a plans for a world socialist outfit with a brotherhood of man, and this is what they were promoting. But, like I said before, the founding fathers were meeting in secret, and the Masonic Lodge was a good place that they didn't become under scrutiny, some of the British soldiers for. And so that's why a lot of them, and you know, George Washington, before he died, he made this statement. He says, I don't know what it is, but everybody keeps saying that I'm a Mason. He says, I haven't been in a Masonic Lodge for 21 years. And that is in Finney's book, another quote that he took out of Washington. So there's a lot of things you can say about people back then, just like Ben Franklin. Now, if the media says it, it's about one of the founding fathers, because remember this, the socialists always try to undermine the foundations of a nation, a republic especially. And here's what they're doing. And the Bible says if a foundation is destroyed, what can the righteous do? They're going to undermine our foundation, our founding fathers, and make them look like they live as low as this Michael Schiavo. And that's not true.
Yeah, and it is. And I've seen that the founders were deists and all of this. Look, these men weren't perfect, but I do believe that they wanted to create the best country that they possibly could.
Well, they gave us something better that we got today. So
Well, and it's our fault for not enforcing that Constitution, number one, allowing them to run off with the candy store and the goods here. It's our fault for allowing them to do it. We've sat back and incrementally watched this country be destroyed step by step by step.
Yeah,
and
we allowed the enemy in our gates, haven't we?
They're sitting right down next to us saying, what's for dessert?
Right. Hey, John, I like your show.
Thank you, Dave. I appreciate you calling in. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Callers, hang on. We'll have plenty of time for your calls here. I'm going to read you the shocking affidavit from Terry's nurse. You're not going to believe this. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com, OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
During the break, we had somebody call in and said they were listening to the show with their family, and a 10-year-old wanted to know what those words were I said. Well, I quoted Michael Schiavo, and I said, and this is a direct quote from him, "When is that bitch going to die?" Now, they wanted to know what the, I guess, the words meant. A bitch is a female dog, and I do believe that in heat. A bastard is a fatherless child. And these are generally used as derogatory terms, okay? And you'll understand why I use that term after you hear this. This is from Terry's nurse. This is Carla Sauer Iyer. Her name, last name is spelled I-Y-E-R. She was an RN at that facility. She was Terry's nurse. And this is a sworn affidavit. Before me, the undersigned authority personally appeared, Carla Sauer Iyer, RN, who being first duly sworn, deposes and says, "My name is Carla Sauer Iyer. I am over the age of 18 and make this statement of my own personal knowledge. I am a registered nurse in the state of Florida, having been licensed continuously in Florida from 1997 to present. Prior to that, I was a licensed practical nurse for about 4 years. I was employed at Palm Garden of Largo Convalescent Center in Largo, Florida, from April of 95 to July of 96, while Terry Schiavo was a patient there. It was clear to me at Palm Gardens that all decisions regarding Terry Schiavo were made by Michael Schiavo, with no allowance made for any discussion, debate, or normal professional judgment. My initial training there consisted solely of the instruction, do what Michael Schiavo tells you to do or you will be terminated. This struck me as extremely odd. I was very disturbed by the decision-making protocol, as no allowance whatsoever was made for professional responsibility. The atmosphere throughout the facility was dominated by Mr. Schiavo's intimidation. Everyone there, with the exception of several people who seemed to be close to Michael, was intimidated by him. Michael Schiavo always had an overbearing attitude, yelling numerous times such things, this is my order and you're going to follow it. He is very large and uses menacing body language, such as standing too close to you, getting right in your face, and practically shouting. To the best of my recollection, rehabilitation had been ordered for Terry, but I never saw any being done or had any reason at all to believe that there was ever any rehab of Terry done at Palm Gardens while I was there. Excuse me. I became concerned because nothing was being done for Terry at all. No antibiotics, no tests, no range of motion therapy, no stimulation, no nothing. Michael said again and again that Terry should not get any rehab, that there should be no range of motion whatsoever or anything else. I and a CNA named Roxy would give Terry range of motion anyway. I one time put a washcloth in Terry's hand to keep her fingers from curling together. All right, John, keep it together. And Michael saw it and made me take it out, saying that that was therapy. Terry's medical condition was systematically distorted and misrepresented. When I worked with her, she was alert and oriented. Terry spoke on a regular basis while in my presence, saying such things as mommy and help me, help me, was in fact one of her most frequent utterances. I heard her say it hundreds of times. Terry would try to say the word pain when she was in discomfort, but it came out more like pay. She didn't say the N sound very well. During her menaces, she would indicate her discomfort by saying pay and moving her arms toward her lower abdominal area, excuse me. Other ways that she would indicate that she was in pain included pursing her lips, grimacing, thrashing in bed, curling her toes, or moving her legs around. She would let you know when she had a bowel movement by flipping up the covers and pulling up her diaper. When I came into her room and said, hi, Terry, she would always recognize my voice and her name and would turn her head all the way toward me saying, hi, sort of as she did. I recognize this as hi, which is very close to what sounded like, the whole sound being only a second or two long. When I told her humorous stories about my life or something I'd read in a paper, Terry would chuckle. Sometimes more than a giggle or laugh, she would move her whole body, upper and lower. Her legs would sometimes be off the bed and need to be repositioned. I made numerous entries into the nursing notes in her chart stating verbatim what she said and various behaviors, but by my next on-duty shift, the notes would be deleted from her chart. Every time I made a positive entry about any responsiveness of Terry's, someone would remove it after my shift ended. Michael always demanded to see her chart as soon as he arrived and would take it in her room with him. I documented Terry's rehab potential well, writing whole pages about Terry's responsiveness. But they would always be deleted by the next time I saw her chart. The reason I wrote so much was that everybody else seemed to be afraid to make positive entries for fear of their jobs. But I felt very strongly that a nurse's job was to accurately record everything we see and hear that bears on a patient's condition and their family. I upheld the Nurses Practices Act, and it cost me my job. I was willing to accept that. Throughout my time at Palm Gardens, Michael Schiavo was focused on Terry's death. Michael would say, when is she going to die? Has she died yet? And here it comes again, and I'm quoting this, so don't get upset. When is that bitch going to die? These statements were common knowledge at Palm Gardens, as she would make them casually in passing without regard for who he was talking to, as long as it was a staff member. Other statements which I recall him making include, can't you do anything to accelerate her death? Won't she ever die? When she wouldn't die, Michael would be furious. Michael was also adamant that the family should not be given information. He made numerous statements such as, make sure the parents aren't contacted. I recorded Michael's statements word for word in Terry's chart, but these entries were also deleted after my end of my shift. Standing orders were that the family wasn't to be contacted. In fact, There was a large sign in front of her chart that said under no circumstances was her family to be called. Call Michael immediately, but I would call them anyway because I thought they should know about their daughter. Anytime Terry would be sick, like with the UTI or fluid buildup in her lungs, colds, pneumonia, Michael would be visibly excited, even thrilled, hoping that she would die. He would call me as I was the nurse supervisor on the floor and ask for every little detail about her temperature, blood pressure, etc., and would call back frequently asking if she was dead yet. He would blurt out, "I'm going to be rich," and would talk about all the things he would buy when Terry died, which included a new car, a new boat, and going to Europe, among other things. When Michael visited Terry, he always came alone and always had the door closed and locked while he was with Terry. He would typically be there for 20 minutes or so. When he left, Terry would be trembling, crying hysterically, and would be very pale and have cold sweats. It looked to me like Terry was having a hypoglycemic reaction, so I would check her blood. The glucometer reading would be so low, it would be below the range where it could register an actual number reading. I would put dextrose in Terry's mouth to counteract it. This happened about 5 times on my shift, as I recall. Normally, Terry's blood sugar levels were very stable due to the uniformity of her diet through the feeding tube. It is my belief that Michael injected Terry with regular insulin, which is very fast-acting. The longer I was employed at Palm Gardens, the more concerned I became about patient care, both relating to Terry Schiavo, for the reasons I've said, and other patients also. There was an LPN named Carolyn Adams, known as Andy. Adams was of particular concern. An unusual number of patients seemed to die on her shift, but she was completely unconcerned, making statements such as, "They are old, let them die." I couldn't believe her attitude or the fact that it didn't seem to attract any attention. She made many comments about Terry's being a waste of money, that she should die. She said it was costing Michael a lot of money to keep her alive, and that he complained about it constantly. She says, "I heard him complain about it all the time also." Both Michael and Adams said that she would be worth more to him if she were dead. I ultimately called the police relative to the situation and was terminated the next day. Other reasons were cited, but I was convinced it was because of my rocking the boat. Miss Adams was one of the people who did not seem to be intimidated by Michael. In fact, they seemed to be very close, and Adams would do whatever Michael told her to do. Michael sometimes called Adams at night and spoke at length. I was not able to hear the content of these phone calls, but I knew it was him talking to her because she would tell me afterwards and relay orders from him. While at Palm Gardens, I became fearful for my personal safety. This was due to Michael's constant intimidation, including his menacing body language, vocal tone, and mannerisms. I have contacted the Schindler family because I couldn't stand by and let Terry die without the truth being known. Further affiant saith not, Carla Sire, Ire, R.N. Now, do you understand the verbiage? Bill in Ohio. Bill, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir. Hello, Bill.
Yeah.
You're up.
Hey, I just wanted to say that one of our founding fathers once said that the Liberty Tree needs to be watered by the blood of patriots and the blood of tyrants. And as far as I'm concerned, when someone comes and does something to your daughter or your family or comes to take your home or whatever it is, it's your turn to water the tree.
Well, and unfortunately, we've gotten to that point that actually seems like a viable thing to do. But the problem is that they've set up a mechanism in which to deal with that. They're waiting for it. They're waiting with bated breath for it to happen. They have labeled everybody in this country that's standing up for truth or justice, people that are telling on other people that are doing evil things. They're not being supported. It's being suppressed. Did you hear this being broadcast on ABC or NBC? Absolutely not. The suppression of all things good.
That's true.
I don't know. As much as I would like to say, yeah, the time has come, that's what they're waiting for.
Well, I'm not talking about anything as a general uprising or anything. I'm just saying when your family gets damaged, Like, for instance, Alex a couple weeks ago was talking about a paraplegic that was dragged out of his car by the cops and stuff and, you know, violated whatever.
Yeah.
Even though he told them that he was crippled and his wheelchair was in the back, they drug him out anyway.
It doesn't matter. It's for their safety.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it's for their safety. And I got to tell you what, being a police officer in this country nowadays, I don't envy these people because there's a lot of good cops out there. There's a lot of human beings wearing a policeman's uniform. Let me put it to you that way. And then we have the ones out there that are, and this is the problem I have, them being hired right out of the military where they train you to kill. And then you tell an officer, well, you've got force continuum powers and five being DEFCON 5, or that's when we get to shoot you to death. And then what I'm seeing walking around in these black BDUs all pumped up, what I'm seeing is more of a police state mentality than I'm seeing anything else. And a reminder to you police officers out there, because I know there's a lot of active duty military, there's a lot of active police officers that listen to this show, as well as retired military and police officers. That thin blue line is going to snap, and the only safety that you people have is the compliance of the population. If that population turns on you, your life isn't worth spit. And let me tell you something. The powers that be for the justification of moving and locking down entirely this country is going to be by your blood running in the gutters. That is a true statement.
Going to happen sooner or later.
It's going to. What other possibility is there?
None that I know of.
This is going to culminate very badly. Very, very badly. And our only hope is to try to wake as many people up as we can, because there is safety in numbers. There's also voice and there's power. And for all those people that have been sitting back, people want to know why I get angry from time to time. Somebody sent me an email one day. Why is John yelling at us? Because it's a heck of a lot later than you think it is. And the only way that we've got a ghost chance of getting this country back is by informing other people. Quit being scared little spineless jellyfish out there and stand up. Gosh. Do you want to live in this country anymore? Bill, does it appeal to you to have your children or to have your grandchildren grow up in this country?
Scares me.
It scares the bejeebers out of me. I don't want to live in this country anymore. I was born here, but I don't want to die here. And I love this country very much, but it's like watching a newborn baby die in front of you. The hope, it's dying in front of us. And yet people sit idly by. I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it. I'm going to get through these phone calls. Skip the last break. Rita in Texas. Hello, Rita.
Hello, John.
Yes, ma'am.
I am so proud of you. I am really, you really are an inspiration for me to hear you speak about the truth and speaking to those that are in uniform about what I see is an inevitable bloodbath that is going to come to this country. It's going to either be the civilians one by one, or it's going to be the civilians resisting those that are bringing this down. Now, I do not believe there is any honest police officer that is in the law enforcement. I think if they go in honest, they're not going to stay honest.
No, they're not going to be, because they know they're being compromised. Yeah, some things are going a little awry, but they'll turn a blind eye to collect that paycheck and go for that almighty retirement.
But don't get discouraged, sir, about the news, because if you recall your history, they didn't have television prior to the American Revolution. You know, the word got around. It got around by word of mouth. It got around by newspapers. It got around by pamphlets.
Yes.
And so the word is getting around.
It is, but the problem is that we're not perceiving the strength that we already have. And the problem is that the other side, the evil ones, are moving at an ever-accelerated rate.
Well, there's been, you know, one of the things I've been looking at is trying to understand why some of these so-called Christian churches are not acting in a Christian fashion.
Well, for the same, I'm going to tell you something. For the same reason, they let the pedophilia priest, the homosexuals, allowed this to go on in the Catholic diocese for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. I got a book that's over 100 years old. A priest got mad because he saw pedophilia. He saw the evil. He saw the predatory priest. And he said, I can't be a part of this anymore. And he wrote a book. I've got it on my shelf at home over 100 years ago. And then the news media a couple of years ago treated it as if it was some kind of new aberration here in America.
Well, the research I've seen about acceptance of I'm going to talk about public.
You make it quick because you got five people behind you.
Okay. What I wanted to share is from what I understand, Bella Dodd had exposed the infiltration of many of the Catholics as well as other Christian denominations with communists. I mean, we're going all the way back to the 1950s. And so there's been subversion of the clergy. But I kept on thinking to myself, what is it that's wrong? You know, why isn't that even these so-called Catholics or Christians that are around there, you know, at Terry Schiavo's death watch, why aren't they more active?
Yeah.
And it just dawned on me, because there can't be Christians. And I'll share with you why. Because Jesus himself said that the commandment was love God with your whole heart and your whole soul and love your neighbor as you love yourself.
Boy,
he also said greater love hath no man than to give up his life for another. And that's where I'm finding out those people are not Christians.
Well,
they say they love and worship God. But the God they're worshiping isn't the one that I know of that said, love your neighbor as you love yourself.
And I understand that. And I would settle right now in this country for not fearing my neighbor. I would settle for that much. Hey, look, Rita, thank you for your call. I appreciate you very much. Doug in Florida. Hello, Doug.
Hey, John. Just had a question. Maybe you can answer this.
Yes.
I haven't heard anything along this line. The one perplexing thing I have about the Terry Schiavo thing is why the father never went after Michael any ways criminally or misdemeanor or anything as far as his, for one thing, that's there is a statute on the books that I saw that I read today that adultery and cohabitation is a misdemeanor in Florida. And having two children, which proves that he didn't have any interest in Terry anymore, to me anyways, that he was already had abrogated his duties as a husband. But
right.
His father never went after him. And I just,
and I don't understand why. It's real hard to have a conversation with Mr. Schindler, but it appears that that Terry is going to check out. She's not going to be with us much longer. And I wished I was in a little better position. It's real hard to move away from the network here for any length of time because there's always so much going on. And I need to be here just about every single day. I mean,
well,
even when I took
I was
I'm just explaining something. Even the 2 weeks that I was not on air and I had substitutions, I was here at the network every single day. But this is what I wanted to say. If I find that this network's in good enough position and that Terry Schindler actually dies, I'm going to make it my personal vendetta. I'm going to go after Michael Schiavo myself. And I'm going to do some investigation. I'm going to get the goods on what I believe this man has done. And I will see that man charged with murder. I swear this before my God in heaven. Thanks for your call. I appreciate it, Doug. Leslie in Virginia. Hello, Leslie.
Take my call, John. I am very, very concerned that here the lady that Terry suffered 13, as you said, to 18 broken bones. I was aware of this. But for whatever reason, ABC, NBC, CBS has not pointed that out to the public. Of course, people listen to your broadcast, Alex's, and everybody else that's heard the Schindler's family know about this. But it's not on the major media, and they took a poll, as you know, on ABC, and the majority by far overwhelmingly voted against sustaining her life. That is because they do not have the information, and they
right.
just didn't come to the realization till last week that, no, she was not even in a coma, that she was brain damaged.
Right.
This is our problem, the major media. and the manipulation. And we have got to support your broadcast and others to get the information out.
Well, and that and Leslie, this is the whole thing. I mean, we're not just talking about Terry Schindler here. We're talking about our successive generations that are going to come after us, that are going to wonder, what were these people thinking?
Well, the thing is, the judiciary needs to be investigated and handle that case.
Yes.
That's number one.
Yes.
And also, about your prior caller, it's called a 5103C, John. You know about that.
501C3, that's right.
Right. And that's why they're behaving in the fashion. That's why they're useless, most of these folks.
But if they really do believe in God, I'll tell you what.
Now, where's your source documentation on the affidavit by the nurse?
I had this. Somebody sent it to me the other day, but I also ran across it on Rents.com.
Rents.com.
Right.
Good.
Right.
So there is no reason why the major news broadcast.
None whatsoever.
Can't get
that. And I'm going to tell you what, the people that voted to let Terry die, if they would have just been aware of this affidavit, if they would have been aware of the character of Michael Schiavo, rather than painting him as a saint, but they're not painting him as a bad guy either. He's just, you know, he's concerned. He loves Terry. Oh, yeah, yeah, he's loving her to death. Hey, thanks for your call, Leslie. I appreciate it. John in New York. Hello, John.
Hi, how you doing, John? Thank you very much for having me on. Hey, I appreciate you, and I appreciate everybody that's trying to do something, but it's this world of letting bad politics control, and it's in everything.
Well, and the problem is that we've lumped a lot of stuff into politics. You know what I say about politics? Politics is what happens when the politicians don't pay attention to the state or federal constitution. Then you have all kinds of mayhem. Much of what we're seeing being adjudicated from the benches, judges, the activist judges out there, or our own politicians in Washington, D.C., referring to this country as a democracy. That, to me, is grounds for dismissal from your job because you don't even know what you're a part of anymore.
Well, even up to the congressman, everybody's on the pay scale or scared of their job to where they allow this blackness to exceed.
Well, but you know, that blackness will overtake them also. If there's one thing that I know about evil, I mean, it's like the snake that eats its own tail. Eventually, everybody gets consumed.
Well, that's what I'm seeing right now, is I'm seeing, as they're trying to, as everybody, other than yourself included, they're trying to make, I think you quoted the, or I'll quote you as saying that they're trying to portray the Americans as a piranha around the world, which is so true. They're also, it's like all of a sudden now the Russians are talking about taking over the Europeans, which were already supposedly in control and everything else. And,
right.
You know, everything's starting to come in on itself. And the evil will work to destroy us. It's its own destruction.
Yeah, the problem is it's a lot of collateral damage and a lot of goodness goes along with that evil. Hey, thanks for your call, John. Appreciate it. Mike in Maryland, you got 60 seconds.
Okay, hey, thank you for telling the truth and trying to get out what's happening. I'm so thoroughly disgusted with the mainstream corporate media. I was monitoring Air America this morning. And they're constantly calling her and saying she's in a vegetative state, that she's in a coma.
Right.
And why don't they investigate those broken bones?
I'll tell you what. That person who was in the coma, you heard the tape recording that her father made. That doesn't sound to me that somebody that is totally brain dead. It doesn't sound like to me that somebody is in a coma state that can make utterances like that. Hey, thanks for your call, Mike, and thanks for holding on for those words. Folks, pray yourself tonight. Pray yourself into oblivion. We need it. We'll see you tomorrow.
For a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars, the Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.